Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Can't handle the heat, then stay out of the Mike Old Man Criterion Collection. Oh, God. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Side of McG at Side of McG2. Huh, I wonder if this is Side of McG's burner account. He's creeping up on Twitter thoughts. They'll never know it's me. I'm Side of McG2. Thank you, Side of McG, catchphrase superstar, and welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. Backyard era continues. We're never getting out of this backyard. I'm never going back inside. I'm never going back indoors, ever. Ever. Get out the SPF when you listen to this, because it is going to be hot. We have a great show. My name is Scott Aukerman. Coming up a little later on the show, we have a babysitter. That's very exciting. And we have a concerned citizen. Okay. That's sounds like two types of people who would be on this show in the backyard era. But this is amazing. We haven't had a celebrity on the show for... I feel like since the backyard era began, no celebrity wants to tread out here other than Anders Holm, who came here twice, came here the day before mistakenly, turned around, went home, and came back the next day. But speaking of babysitters, she was famously a babysitter to a man named Bill Hader, who is the star of a show that she co-stars on. The premiere of the third season comes out April 24th, I believe. You also know her as Janet from The Good Place. Please welcome back to the show, Darcy Carden.
That was amazing. That was amazing.
All from memory.
That was, I mean, I wish, you know, I get that this is just for people's ears, but if they could have seen my face, that was beautiful.
You were applauding me. Yeah, I loved it.
That was beautifully done.
I'm king of the segues.
Yeah, you really are.
Speaking of segues, let's talk about what you want to talk about.
Well, I do want to say one thing. Okay, so
please.
In your intro.
I hope it's more than one thing.
Nope, it's one and then I got to go.
Then you're done? Yeah. Okay, got it.
How do you feel like my voice is, first of all?
I love it.
Okay, great.
Personally. Hey, you should be an actress.
Okay, so in the opening of this, you said the backyard era can... something. You said, like, the people, you could go, like, you could rewind and listen.
The backyard era can...
like, can continue can,
or
as
is
far
continuing.
As,
I'm not sure, yeah.
I feel
did
like
I say can?
Yes.
And the backyard
here,
can.
You the backyard era can. Now, let me tell you something.
Yes.
My maiden name is Erican.
Erican!
And you just said it.
Whoa!
The backyard... it sounded like you said my name. The backyard...
that's so crazy.
If my
crazy
name was backyard... it would work. Backyard Erican. The back. If you said, up
right
next is Backyard Eric. I mean, I guess Erican is my last name, not Erican.
Yeah. You're an Erican, not an Erican.
That's right. And don't you forget it. But anyway, that was, it's a weird thing to, like, let's talk maiden names, shall we?
Sure, please.
Can you imagine?
Having a maiden name, it is strange
it's
to change your name.
Weird,
when I and by the way, I want to put this out there so there's no confusion between us. I'm married.
Okay.
Just in case you thought this whole thing was like some sort of a setup or a lure
like
or something
a bit
like
of
that.
Like a bachelor-esque date back here.
But
it's beautiful.
When my wife, There was no question for me. I'm like, no, just keep your own name.
I know,
what are you
it's
talking
so
about?
Weird.
It's very bizarre.
Now, here's the thing. Because we've already even discussed this. In the minute I've been here, Arakan, Arakan, Arokan, Arakan. It was constantly mispronounced. Mm. Constantly mispronounced. Okay, I said that
so
right.
So you were looking to get out
I was
of that.
Whoever was coming my way. I was like, what you got? And Darcy Carden sounds so good.
Yeah, oh man. I mean, it's a really good stage name.
It's
almost like you
name.
Changed it just for show business
it
in a way.
It almost is.
Wow.
I specifically remember many a night being, you know, introduced at the good old Upright Citizens Brigade in New York and people just saying, Darcy, not even getting to the last name.
Darcy, I'm not going to even try.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was happy to.
How was it not pronounced? Because you told me that, but how was it spelled?
E-R-O.
I'm out.
Okay.
I see that. I don't even want to see anything else after it.
That's, yeah,
it's
too much. It was always Arokan. Arokan was the main mispronunciation.
But it's Arakan.
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 Arakan. I know. I know.
Okay.
I know. I know. I know. You but, guys, Turkish people, they say things
the
a certain
Turks,
way.
Of course. I do think that though more people must accidentally say your current name,
yeah.
like hand me those card.
Card.
Hand me that card and.
Yep. Yep.
And you go, huh?
Wait, me? Hand you
is
me?
Is it my turn?
Or maybe they say, like, let's go out to the garden, but, you know, GNC, let's go out to the cart.
Let's go out to the cart. Like,
yeah,
if they're
exactly.
from Chicago,
yeah,
they're like,
Chicago.
Hey, do you want to go to Madison Square Garden?
Exactly. And then I'm like, am I Madison Square? What's the, it
yeah.
can get really
Are
confusing.
People sitting in me?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Are people playing basketball on my tummy?
I'd allow it. But anyway, so that's, anyway, it's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing. But yes, keep your last name, ladies.
Keep your last name, ladies. People know you as that.
Yeah.
You know, like every once in a while, someone from high school or beyond will reach out to me. I don't know what that means. And they'll have some like weird name. I'll go like, I don't know who
I
you are.
I don't want to know. I don't know and I don't
want
to know.
I don't want to know.
I know.
You've changed your name. We'll change all of your friends.
Exactly.
Because I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Darcy, it's wonderful to have you here.
Scott, love being here.
I spoke about Barry, the third season of which is coming out. A fantastic show. Mm. On the Home Box Office Network, where you can get movies at home, and primarily that's what that channel is for,
that's
is to receive movies in your home,
yeah,
living
it.
Room theater. But every once in a while, they branched out back in the, I believe, the 70s. Mm-hmm. They started making stand-up hour-long
right.
specials.
Yeah.
And then in the 80s, I believe they started making shows like Dream On,
mm-hmm.
And Arliss,
sure.
Was in the 90s, if
right.
you're, or Arlid Dollar Dollar is pronounced, I
Arlie.
Believe.
Arlie Dollar Dollar.
Arlie Dollar Dollar. and that has led to things like, the hour-long Emmy-winning drama, The Sopranos. and then... Fast forward a couple of years, you have things like Game of Thrones.
And back up a couple years, you have Sex in the
City. And then you have Sex in the City, the movie.
The movie.
Doesn't have anything to do with it. Keep it off HBO.
Keep it off.
We don't want it on. We don't want it.
We don't want it. We don't want to see it. We don't want to smell it.
But suffice it to say that confluence of events... That very interesting, strange, like if the butterfly effect happened, you wouldn't even be here.
That's
you wouldn't
right.
even be born. But a little show called Barry came out of that whole multi-decade saga.
Yeah.
Where suddenly this big company owned by Warner Media, HBO, is paying a lot of people to make a half-hour television show called Barry.
Yes. We got there.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
And it's coming out, the third season.
Thank God. I don't think it's been on the air.
No, for a year,
for
3 years.
Years?
I don't
years.
Know.
Yeah, no, that might be right. I think that's right. It's
that's what
be right.
I love about HBO is like they'll just
they
go
don't.
Like, oh, just chill.
Just whenever. You in the mood? Let's do it.
Not during the Mr. Show years that I worked there.
They said now.
Because it was like every year you had to do it, and that's why they quit. Because it was like, do you want to do a season 5? You got to start right now. And they were like, nah.
I want to take a vacation.
Yeah. They could have just like chilled
they
for 2 years.
They truly could have.
They could have pulled a Barry.
We were... Let's see. We had all the scripts for season 3, all the scripts before the
Pandemic.
And the week.
Scamdemic.
Scamdemic, yeah. The week. You remember the week. The week that everything went down.
Oh, I remember it very well. We did a show. People can go back and listen to it.
Please do.
I remember Sean Diston came wearing plastic gloves because we thought that's how you got it, is by touching things.
Exactly.
And those gloves dissolved by the end of the show. And then I believe I also took the subway, strangely enough, to go see a movie.
Damn, wait, in L.A.?
In L.A.
You're psycho.
it was, and I remember like going, okay, as long as I don't touch my face, I can touch this pole. As long as I don't touch my face until I go to the theater. And my hands were black by the time I bought my theater tickets. And we went into the bathroom and scrubbed our hands.
Sang happy birthday.
Like, oh, no, you get it just from being around people and breathing.
We didn't know shit.
About dick.
We didn't
about
know.
About fuck.
No. My God. That week we had two table reads for Barry season 3. And on a Wednesday, so in my mind, LA sort of had this week. Who wants to talk about this? Not me, actually.
I actually don't.
Do, okay.
Oh, no. No, but I do want to hear this about this. Because I love juicy backstage showbiz details.
I love juicy.
Right. Okay.
The juicier, the better.
Yeah.
Okay,
so make it juicy.
I'll make it juicy.
Make it sexy and juicy.
Okay. So Henry Winkler.
Oh, man. Now you're talking about language.
So, you know, I just saw like a flash of something and I was like,
Are you going to heaven?
just saw like a little flash. Wonder what it was. Okay.
That happens in the backyard era.
It does.
You know, when you're in the studio, you're not seeing flashes of anything.
No, this could have been something from nature.
Sure.
Somebody
something
walking
from
by.
Nurture.
Exactly.
Someone teaching their children how to act with flashcards.
All right. So in this week in LA, it was like, basically, everything went down on a Friday. It was like that Friday night was the day that, or that Friday day was the day that everybody went to the grocery
meeting,
store.
I had a meeting the Saturday.
Yeah.
At a restaurant. And my friend and I, who were going to the meeting, we were like, we're not going to this meeting.
Yeah.
And everyone else did.
They
and
did.
We went on Zoom. Yeah. On our phones, on FaceTime.
But that was like sort of
and people were making fun of us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I remember that week was like the, what are we doing? The Wednesday we did have an in-person table read and everybody was sort of like joking around, like, should we hug? Like,
everyone doing the funny elbow
yes,
touch.
Exactly.
Oh, I love those months.
There was like, you know, hand sanitizer at every single person's little table. But then the cast went out to lunch afterwards and we all were in the same car.
Yeah.
Like, didn't.
We didn't know.
No,
yeah, exactly.
We didn't know. And then by that Friday, just 2 days later, they canceled the table read. And then, guys, we just filmed the season a few months
what?
Ago.
What? And did the scripts change at all? Or
it did. Yeah.
So for the better or for the worse?
For the better.
Oh, okay. What if you're like, they stink now?
No, they're great. They're great.
Wow.
Boy, are you going to like this season.
Oh, I can't wait. You know, Bill, I love Bill. Man, you used to babysit for. You're a lot like Lauren Lapkus in the sense of like you went from babysitter to star.
Aw. Star.
No job in between.
Yeah. Yeah, babysitter. Loved being a babysitter.
Yeah.
Loved being babysitter. And really, you know, babysat for that family quite a lot.
Yeah.
My move as a babysitter, as like a struggling actress babysitter, was to babysit for a million families so that nobody would like ever rely on me. So I could say no,
Right. Like, oh, no,
time.
I have another.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
But then I sort of like fell in love with their baby, who is now a big girl.
Right.
And I dumped all my other families and I just was with them every damn day.
Wow. That's so, I mean, it's always really interesting to me to be a caregiver to a child because it's not technically your child, but in a way, if you just walked off with it, who's gonna
know?
Notice?
That's right.
You know?
I guess the parents.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, but are they really that good of a parents if they've left a stranger with their kid?
That's right, and I was a stranger.
Yeah, exactly.
I know nanny culture's wild, and like you know, sometimes if somebody would mistake a child you're watching for your own baby, you could kind of like play pretend for a moment, and
right.
I did that.
Really? So people would come up to you and say like, "Oh, what a beautiful child! When did you have like how and all that
and
kind of stuff?"
Like, I'm wondering. I'm sitting here wondering.
Tell me what you're wondering about.
I wonder, like, what's the furthest I ever went? I don't think I ever, like...
Did you ever just, like, by omission never say, like, oh, and by the way, I'm not the parent. Like, you were just like, oh, she's, a year and 3 months.
Yeah.
Was it a difficult birth? Well, yeah.
That's what I'm trying. I wonder if I ever, like, talked about my own pregnancy that didn't exist.
Right, right, yeah.
Wild, man. I maybe did.
How was it on the, like, how was it 6 months before she was born? Oh, my stomach kind of hurt. You're just talking about, like, just when you ate a bad tuna sandwich.
It's not a lie.
Yeah. Well, and then you got to know Bill really well, and he and you also were performing at the UCB.
Right.
He saw you be a great performer. Aww. And so he put you into this dang show.
Yeah.
And here it is, three seasons in. You're back. I kind of wondered if you were back.
Yeah.
And you are.
I'm back. Happy to be back. It's like, I mean, I guess.
Is everyone back? Who do we got?
We got people. We don't got everyone.
No. Well, Kirby.
Kirby.
Your enthusiasm?
I love my cubby. Wait, you want to know if she's back?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say.
Okay.
But I'll tell you one thing.
Please.
She was on set every day.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That sounds like one of those cryptic things of like you had like a statue made of her and she's just like sitting around watching everyone.
It is. I am being a little cryptic.
Well, this it's
By
a great
way,
show. Yes.
I love Kirby so much. She's one of my favorite people in the fucking world. I love her.
Okay.
She's big for me.
Sounds like something you have to say
because
the press is going to come out saying that everyone hated her because she's not on the new season. So, okay, interesting.
Can you imagine that being like her story is like her career dies because people hate her because she's not in the new season of TV.
Well, it's a great show. I love Henry Winkler as well. One of the nicest people, at least to me.
He really is to me too. Yeah. Yeah. He was kind of I feel like when things were at their darkest in the pandemic, he was a real like light for me. Like he's got real dad energy, and he was like he would do a lot of like random calls and FaceTimes that maybe in normal life you would be like, I can't random
Henry,
FaceTime.
Come on,
yeah,
I'm not picking
not,
up.
Maybe not Henry, but you know, like if someone just calls you randomly,
right.
My God. But it was always so welcome. We would kind of there was a while where I was like, I think I'm talking to Henry more than anyone else in my life right now.
Right.
It's really nice.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
He guest starred on the Comedy Bang Bang TV show, did a very funny sketch, and then he officiated a wedding for a friend of mine. And I didn't expect, no one knew that he was doing it. Suddenly he walks out, he's the officiant, and everyone just like applauded.
My God, what a what a perfect officiant.
So great. And then I went up to him afterwards. I was like, hey, Mr. Winkler, I know you probably don't remember me, but, and he goes, Scott.
Nice.
Comedy Bang Bang comes out on April 24th.
Oh.
I'm looking so forward to it.
Oh my God.
Like, what a guy.
He fucking rocks. I love him. Okay, I'm going to tell during the pandemic, the Barry text chain was really popping, especially because we were like supposed to. All I've done is talk about the damn pandemic.
That's okay.
Right.
Well, I haven't seen you since in 3
yeah,
years.
That's
I think.
True. Not three.
Okay.
Don't you
two.
Dare say three.
Sorry.
Okay. Me and Brandon Scott Jones. Brandon Scott Jones
I
and
apologize.
I were on.
I don't know who either of you are.
Yes, you do.
Other people were on.
I feel like we. Oh yeah, yeah. Chris and Chris, a couple,
right, yes.
Was on.
Oh, good.
Right before.
It has nothing to do with you.
It
though.
Doesn't.
Continue your
story. Okay, so there was one day that the text chain was super popping, and I was in the middle of making banana bread, which was a weekly event, you know, for all of us, but for me especially. And
daily for me.
Yeah, truly. I mean, the absolute weight I gained, and you know what? It's great. But. Henry said something like, who do you got to know to get some banana bread? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do something really funky and fun. And I'm going to get in my car and drive over to his house, which is a good, you know, across town, and drop off banana bread on his doorstep. And it was a really fun day. And he talks about it all the time.
Yeah. So nice.
Yeah, I'm really nice.
I was making cakes and I made cakes for a bunch of friends.
I like doing that. It's so nice. Okay, helicopter alert.
Hey,
hold
it happens
for
back
sound.
Here. No, we don't have to hold it
no,
at all.
Don't
People
hold.
Are used to it.
Scream.
People are used to it at this
Good.
Point.
They love it. Yeah, it's really nice to make food for people.
It's really nice. I would make cakes for people and then Lauren Lapkus was just too far away.
Yeah. No, but see.
And she's like, hey, I want a cake.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah.
I know, but this will be the last thing we say about the pandemic. The absolute last. There was no traffic in the beginning.
Oh, it was a dream.
It was a dream. So driving from the east side to the west side, that would usually take listeners out of the area, it would take an hour. This is going to take you a good 18 minutes on a damn pandemic day.
Oh, it was like Christmas Day every day.
It was like Christmas Day every day.
I loved it. And Santa Claus would come and drop off presents for me every day.
Yes.
I think Cool App was just trying to keep me sane.
What was your cake? Like, did you make different kinds? Okay.
I made different kinds all the time. And I made my friend who was allergic to eggs. Maybe people know him.
Manzoukas.
I made him several eggless cakes.
Cute.
Everything that we did to just try to keep our spirits up.
Yeah.
I remember, like, very early in the pandemic, just how many Zooms you would go on because people are like, we need human connection.
I know.
Jesus Christ, enough with it.
Now I need human connection, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying. Sex?
Yeah. I need it.
Okay, sure. Again, married man.
I know.
Well, that is some great juicy gossip about
Barry.
And
everyone fucked and was always naked.
Yeah, that's what I want. You also have A League of Their Own coming out a little later in the year, from what I understand.
That's what I understand, too.
And that's a Scott hasn't seen, so I have no idea even to ask you anything about that. So
baseball.
Is it baseball or softball?
Actually, it's baseball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
That's good to know.
Good to know. All right. I'll file that away.
But as someone who grew up playing softball, it did take me a while to, like, remember, because we practiced a lot. We did a lot of baseball practicing pre-shooting.
That's such a bummer. I would turn down roles if I ever had to do something that was like Full Metal Jacket or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
hey,
yeah.
You all have to do boot camp for 6 weeks.
Right.
It's like, nah, goodbye. Yeah.
No, it was really fun. I mean, I guess different strokes for different folks. You know, have you ever heard that?
The different strokes. You and I have to duet together. What's your duet karaoke song?
Duet. Okay. There's one that's like, by the way, I don't know if I've ever done a duet in karaoke, but let me just think. I think it would
Does
be
it
the
go,
one.
A, B, C, D, F, G, G.
I feel like there's like a Don Henley, Stevie Nicks song.
Oh, yeah. Leather and Lace. Yeah.
I would.
Early in the morning, then it gets to afternoon, then evening comes, and the sun goes behind the earth. We got to do it together.
Okay.
Yeah, and we both do it in that voice. Yeah, with this gravelly voice. Okay, I'll meet you there tonight.
Okay, I'll meet you there too. What's your duet song, or do you have one?
It is Coy's.
Okay,
I'm just gonna leave it at that.
No need to continue.
Have you heard that song, Coy's?
It is Coy's.
I think I was trying to say always, and so I said Coy's.
It is Coy's. Oh my God, both my brother-in-law and I both, okay, in the last couple weeks, both misspoke the word grasp and grip, and both said grisp.
At the same time? In unison?
Weeks apart.
Oh, okay. And were you holding different things, or was it the same thing? Because maybe it was related to the...
We were both talking about his daughter, my niece's little hand.
Oh, so, because sometimes you mispronounce a certain word because the following word is hard to say.
Yeah, for sure.
If you say, you know, like, I grasped...
Like a wrist.
A clasp, okay. Or, yeah. You know, something. Yeah.
Grisp.
Grisp the wrist. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, grisp. Her little grisp.
Her little grisp.
I said it yesterday.
That should be her nickname.
Her little grisp.
Little grisp.
Yeah.
Come here.
Oh, God, I love her. Big shout out to Clover Dern.
How many people do you love, would you say? Give me a rough estimate.
Okay. Love.
Yeah.
25.
25? That's a lot.
Okay. I have a lot of love to give.
Yeah, you seem like that.
But also, I hate so many people. And don't forget
I love to make it 26 and have me get up there on the list. I'm not saying I want to be number one, but I want to be, anything.
Top eight
on the call sheet.
Yeah.
top eight on MySpace. Well, Darcy Carden is here. It's fantastic to have you. Thank you so much for coming to the Backyard Era. We do have to get to our next guest, though, if that's all right.
Of course,
Barry is coming out April 24th or so. And that's whatever Sunday
A Sunday night. A gorgeous
Sunday night. April 24th. I got that right. Yes.
A Sunday night for HBO. What could be better? You know what I mean?
What could
you
be better
just
than
just...
want
to curl up with a big...
pot of spaghetti.
Just putting on your pajamas.
Put them on.
And then a overcoat over that, and then a big winter coat on top of that.
Inside.
And then just watch Barry.
Watch the hell out of it.
And then just, like, you know, turn it off
turn
and
it
then
off.
Just stare at the ceiling.
Until 6 a.m. when you got to get to work.
Contemplate death. Barry, April 24th. But let's get to our next guest. She is a babysitter. You're going to have a lot to talk to her about.
Tonight.
This is incredible. She's a babysitter. Please welcome to the show Emma Simon Nee Keller.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning,
good morning to you.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. And I hope Darcy will share that pleasure. Yes,
it's absolutely.
Well, thank
pleasure.
You so much. You got kids?
I do not.
Okay. All right.
Do you
got
I don't.
Kids? Okay.
Yeah,
great.
I have a dog.
Dog. Yeah, I have two
I can
dogs.
Do that.
Okay. You can do that?
I can sit that.
Oh.
Oh. Great.
I'm in the market right now.
Okay.
You know, it's tough. You know, it's hard because kids are in school and then they come home and, you know, parents
yeah,
are around.
Yeah, school is so. Like a babysitter that the state pays for.
Yeah, it's like
it's
the
tough.
Government babysitter.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm constantly in the
You're
market.
You're out of work.
Well, you know, I got two families right now. One is a turtle family. and so I sort of sit the turtle.
A family of turtles or a family that has a pet turtle?
I don't find it funny to joke about the families that I work for personally.
Oh,
I take
I
that
beg
very
your pardon.
Professionally.
I have an inquisitive mind and sometimes it gets the better of me.
So,
I apologize.
Of course it is a human family with three beautiful turtles.
Okay.
Sort of various ages. And so they sort of have different needs. And
one person in the family isn't a turtle. Like, I know you say a human family, but like, is there a daughter who's a turtle?
Again, I feel like maybe you're making light of this situation and I do take this
again,
very
I'm sorry.
Seriously.
I just want to be clear. I beg your pardon.
So it is two human parents and three turtles.
Okay. And they don't have children of their own, but they have three turtles.
They do have kids. I am not allowed to be around them.
Why?
Why?
Why? You're not allowed.
Well, it's tough with the felony conviction.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's a little hard.
You have a felony conviction.
Yeah, which does make the babysitting gig a little tricky sometimes because you'd be surprised how many people do ask about that and sort of want information
well,
on
you,
that.
Well, you offered it up within the first 3 minutes of your whole thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, I'm transparent. You know, I think, honestly, I am an entrepreneur first and foremost.
You're the full tambour.
Yeah, exactly. So it is... It really is one of those things where I want to let people know where I'm at and then let the chips fall where they may.
Where they may, just like Eric Estrada did. And it fell in his favor back then.
I'm going to have to take your word on that.
Okay, sure.
You look young. You probably don't know that reference.
Oh, thank you.
How old of a woman are you?
47. So
oh,
so
you should know who Eric Estrada is.
And I'm thinking about it.
Anyone over 39 should know Eric Estrada, right?
Yeah.
That's just basic human knowledge.
Well, you know, I have knowledge in other areas, and so I sort of consider myself intelligent in that way.
Sure. You can be emotionally intelligent while being dumb as a rock.
Exactly. And I consider myself neither of those, actually.
Oh, okay.
I'm very
smart. What are you dumb as?
What am I dumb as? That's
like a human being with a, you know, 120 IQ.
I would say I am dumb as knowing at what point investors are going to start calling the FBI is sort of like.
This is related to your
that.
Felony.
I'm so curious.
We don't have to get into that right now.
You're the person who brought it up twice now.
Well, if we really got to get into it, you know, all transparency, you know, I'm sort of like any babysitter who gets into the game. I went to Georgia Tech for biomed engineering and I sort of left to start a startup.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really great idea, I think, is what people don't appreciate about it.
Okay. What was the idea of the startup?
It was called Morpheus and it was revolutionizing the way that we sleep.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Because what's the biggest barrier to sleep?
Being
your phone.
Screens.
Your
screens.
Phone, screen time, screens. Everything like
not
that.
Not being tired, I would say, but.
Scott, again, I need you to appreciate where I'm at right now, and I need you to take this.
Because, like, if you asked me to go to sleep right now, it's 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't think I could. I just woke up.
That's not.
I think it'd be really tough. Have you ever, like, slept a full 9 hours and then someone goes, like, go back to sleep?
Yeah.
Like, could you do
could
it?
Could you do it?
I don't know.
And I know it seems like he's joking right now, but I think he's deadly serious.
Yeah.
So
this is for nighttime sleeping.
The people who work in the graveyard shift, this is not for them.
This is not a product
Classes.
For them. Unless, well, this would have been the second prototype, but I wasn't allowed to get
there.
You
were going to do one for daytime sleep.
There was going to be one for daytime sleeping as well. So essentially what it is it was a...
What it is!
It was a carbon... Thank you. I appreciate that.
Do you appreciate that, but you don't appreciate what I'm doing?
Scott, I'm trying to explain what the product is. You asked me a question, and I'm trying to explain.
Yeah, but she just went, what it is?
Baby carbon steel box.
Out of the blue. Oh.
A carbon steel box where, as opposed to being on your phone and having to, you know, look at your calendar and figure out what time to wake up in the morning.
That's what you do on your phone at night.
It's one of the apps, one of the great apps.
It is. I mean, honestly, I'm on that app a lot.
Me too.
Not necessarily daily. At night, right before I go to bed, but.
Well, you'd be surprised how many Americans and Canadians and French people are. And so it genuinely is carbon steel electric cylinders that you place in our box. You then can manually set what time you'd like to wake up in the morning. And then a frequency will emit when you're ready to wake up. And it'll wake you up.
Huh.
So,
Carbon cylinders. That you put in the box. And the frequency is emitted by the cylinders
carbon
and the vibrations.
Carbon steel cylinders, which charge the box.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So it's not Wi-Fi at all.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, your power goes out, something like that. You can set it for a time to wake up in the morning. It'll then emit a frequency and you can wake up.
Right. This is sounding familiar to me.
To me, too. And when you say, what is the frequency? Can you sort of do an impression of what that sound is?
You can program it a couple of different ways. So there was one that was sort of like, do wake me up before you go, go.
Oh, wait, this some is the song, like Wake that. Me Up Before You Go, Go?
Well, you know, that's just an example Scott.
Right.
You know, it could sort of go like beep, beep.
Okay.
Beep, something sort of like that. We had a couple of, that was sort of
is that a song as well?
That one?
Was that the Pussycat Dolls who sang that?
Yes, it was. Thank you for noticing.
This is sounding...
Pussycat Dolls.
They sang a song called Beep.
Yeah, I remember.
Then why'd you say it like that?
I was sort of like lost in
thought.
You're
just contemplating...
Do you remember how hot those chicks were?
Googoggy.
Never heard of them.
Oh.
Never heard
really?
Of the Pussycat
Dolls? Also them? And you said 47?
I understand the 47 and not hearing the Pussycat Dolls.
No, because you would have been ripe in your 30s.
But 30s, sometimes, you know, life takes precedence over looking at the hottest women you've ever seen.
Because sometimes 30.
Gyrate.
That's right.
Wait, are we talking, don't you wish your boyfriend?
Yes.
Yes.
Never heard it.
Oh.
Yeah. Interesting.
So.
You know, this is sounding to me, Emma, Simon Nee Keller, like... A little device known as an alarm clock.
Yeah, and it's so funny that you say that because my investors eventually did sort of say the same thing.
Eventually.
And at that point, I had spent hundreds of thousands of dollars that add up to millions and millions of dollars sort of on space mostly. Because when you're working in Pasadena, you just need to have a lot of good space for people to come in and look at the systems.
So renting a building or something like that?
We rented an IKEA.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
IKEA?
And did you just clear it all out?
Well, a lot of furniture there. Maybe you want to keep
true.
It.
That's true.
And they've already put it together. This is the smartest idea I've ever heard.
Sleep. Did you live there?
Well, you know, I don't like to say live there. I like to say it was a work live situation. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where the creative ideas come.
Plus, they have all the meatballs.
Oh my God, those meatballs!
This is a good plan. I want to rent an IKEA.
I was just about to say the same.
Well, thank you. The government of the United States of America did not think this was a great plan.
Congress and all those clowns in Washington. You mean
it was tough? It was really tough. So you know, I did get busted, and it was tough. It was hard, and so then you know what? But I have an entrepreneur spirit, so I said I'm legally bound to pay back.
You have to pay all this back.
$176 million.
Go into bankruptcy.
I can't.
Just out of principle.
Just out of pride.
I can't out of principle.
Yeah.
Okay. It wouldn't be right because I am so confident in myself that I can earn
this money back and then pay it all to other people.
And so you're doing it mostly through babysitting?
Babysitting.
Okay. Babysitting turtles.
Listen, it's one family of turtles now. Right. It's another family with a kid that sort of lives in the walls and I'm not sure if he's real or not.
Oh, this
and
is
so
a...
we're slowly building...
What's his name? that movie, the kid who lives in the walls. We parodied it on my show.
What?
I don't even remember what his name is. But
a kid who lives in the walls?
Yeah, he. They forgot
Mousetrap.
About it. not Mousetrap.
Yeah, I was wondering if this was a mouse child or a human child.
No, no, this is a kid who the family forgot about him or something and moved away. And then
my worst nightmare as a child, a reoccurring nightmare for me.
That your Macaulay Culkin it?
Well, that just, yeah, I guess so. I guess so. That they would sort of.
But
just
then
like,
you'd put like aftershave on your hands,
and you'd be like, ah,
yeah,
that would never happen.
You meet
Donald
Trump.
I could come and look after you.
Right.
So you're the parents have hired you in case there's a kid in the walls to look after.
Yeah, they sort of have some suspicions. It's not their kid. They just sort of, there's been tales.
Yeah.
So what's going on with your voice? What's you seem nervous. What's going on with your voice?
No. You know.
Maybe it's because she's drinking Comet. Doesn't it look like she's drinking Comet? That is a joke that won't work at all from.
Well, it's an audio medium, but.
That's
I think
I understand.
Okay, Comet. Or
just
maybe a.
Build it up with a little bit more description,
okay,
though.
Okay, so viewers at home, listeners at home, Emma is drinking out of a, I would say a 7-inch tall
carbon steel cylinder.
It's very, very tall.
And there's a little tea tag, so to speak, hanging off the string.
Sure.
And the colors are going to go ahead and be green, yellow, and red.
Yeah, what's the color of the liquid in there? Because
is it white powder?
It is white powder.
You're drinking Comet.
Well, cocaine, but it's, you know.
Whoa.
We need a little bump because I have been working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right.
Because I don't know if you know this, $176 million is a lot of money.
It's not going to make itself.
It's not going to make itself. And so, you know, I'm starting small, but you know what they say? Your first 100 families that you get babysitting are the hardest to get.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, after 100, it's easy peasy.
And then it's easy, and then they sort of babysit themselves.
It's like I always tell people who are like, oh man, I'm broke this month or whatever. Yeah. It's like, all you got to do is get one WGA gig, and then pretty much you get offered stuff after
that's
that.
Right.
You
that's
know?
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or like, you know, be like a co-star. Like, what were you on Good Place? You were like number 6 on the call sheet,
number
probably.
Number 7, but thank you.
7, yeah. Really? Okay, that surprises
me. Maybe
but...
I was six. Oh, 7 okay. On Barry.
So once you're that high on a call sheet, it's kind of like, yeah, you'll be starring in other shows.
Will, Manny, me. Yeah, 6.
I feel confident that by 2025, I will be babysitting every family in the continental United States
Animal,
of America.
Human, ghost, rat, doesn't matter.
So lives
in the walls,
know,
doesn't live in the walls.
I want to know right now if I can commit to your investment.
Oh,
you want to invest
business.
In something of mine?
I want you to invest.
You want
somewhere north
to
of $40 million.
Oh,
wow!
Into this venture.
It's a beautiful house, Scott, and
somewhere
we're here.
North
we're here
of
looking
that.
At it. You
yeah,
know what I, mean?
I mean, no, it's a gorgeous place, and obviously, you know, it's very secluded. You all had to take a mule pack to get up to
with
the last mile. Yeah, yeah.
The idea is solid.
I wish I knew where
the
we
numbers
were.
are secure, and I really think that it's going to work out.
I don't think though. As nice as this place is, first of all, I don't want to sell it because I actually live here.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
An issue for me, is like, not living somewhere.
Totally. And Kulop would be mad. I feel like she likes this place.
Dur, madder.
Oh. Dur.
Dur.
Kulop would be mad.
Dur.
Yeah, she'd be mad. Dur.
You're married.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry if I was putting off
it's
a
funny.
Vibe.
No, that's fine. I'm married, too.
Oh, to whom?
The job.
Oh.
I'm committed. I took the company's last name.
Would you break up with the
name.
Job if you met a guy?
You took the company's
really
last name.
Wait, what's the company's last name? Oh, so Keller is your company. Keller had, you started a company named Keller, had nothing to do with your name, and then you took it as a last name.
I am the CEO and CFO, and I did name the company Keller, and then I did decide to take it as a last name to show people my commitment.
It shows. Honestly, I believe in you.
I appreciate that. I like you. This
like
is
you
really
too.
Nice.
You like her, but you don't like me? This is very weird.
We have like a babysitter soul. It's something. It's,
oh,
you know,
two babysitters. Yeah. Would it surprise you to know I babysat someone
it
when
would
I was.
It would very much so.
I remember watching the final episode of MASH while I was babysitting.
And what was that child doing?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
Well, look, we need to take a break. I want to pick back up where we left off when we come back, but I noticed we're running out of time for this segment. Can you stick around?
I'm
and
pretty busy.
Babysitter to babysitter to babysitter? You're busy.
I'm pretty busy.
Okay. Can I beg you? Please. I'm
$40 million
dollars
wouldn't hurt.
Oh, you're playing hardball. Is that what this
I'm
is?
I'm just saying, you know, money talks. And if you really believe in
bullshit
me and want
walks,
me to hang
though.
Well,
I got a lot of that.
And that made me laugh. So, you know what? I'm going to hang out.
All right. Great. Oh, fantastic. All right. Well, we're going to come back. We're going to have more from Darcy Carden Berry,
like
of course.
Morpheus.
Morpheus.
Oh, my God.
Okay. That is not the name of the product,
oh,
but
was
I do.
It
was close.
What was it?
Morpheon. I think.
You said Morpheus, I believe.
I'm pretty sure it was Morpheus.
Yes. See, this might have been your problem.
I was in jail for a long time. Oh, it was tough.
We're going to come right back. We have more from Darcy, Morpheus. More from Emma Simon, Nee Keller. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang
comedy,
after this.
Comedy Bang Bang, a comedy bang bang. You know, the song.
Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show, Comedy Bang Bang, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is your social battery drained right now? Or are you bursting with energy? What's your level? What is going on with your social battery? Do you have, maybe you don't have enough boundaries, or maybe you're less social in the winter? What's going on with you? What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month, whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much. The opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They loved them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Darcy Carden, Barry comes out April 24th, A League of Their Own sometime after that. What else is in the cooker? What else is in the hopper?
Ooh, I do have another thing in the cooker.
I know you were out of the country filming something.
Yes.
What is this?
Okay. I
mean,
here's what it is. It's a movie.
What?
Called Shotgun Wedding.
Shotgun Wedding.
Starring the Jennifer Lopez.
What? J-Lo, J-Lo herself? From the Super Bowl?
From the Super Bowl. From so many things.
For those of you who are not familiar with her, she did not play for one of the teams.
Although I bet she could have.
She could have?
Yeah.
That
I defy
ass.
You.
Just blocking everyone in sight. You can't laugh at that.
I didn't.
You did not.
I frowned.
Yeah, you frowned, gave me a thumbs down. Interesting. So she's in this movie. You're in this movie.
Yeah. You got your Lenny Kravitzes. You got your Josh Duhamels. You got your Cheeches. You got
Cheech Marin.
You got your Jennifer Coolidges.
What a stacked cast.
It's a stacked cast. It really is. It really was.
When does this thing come out?
It comes out in the summer.
Okay.
So
it'll be hot. People, it'll be hot. Whenever it gets hot, people should expect it to
be
hot.
The temp will go up and the theater will
remain standing.
Is there a flower girl in the shotgun wedding?
There wasn't a flower
girl.
Ring bearer.
Okay.
There wasn't no kids. Huh. Interesting.
No kids in this cast.
No
I would have put like.
Cast.
I would have put like a, and I don't know if they're taking notes, but I would have put like, you know, what's her name from Stranger Things?
Yes, 11.
Yeah, I would have put her in there.
Millicent Bobby Brown.
Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown. Yeah, and then maybe put like a Macy Gray in there as well.
Where's Macy
Gray
been?
Yeah.
Because she would play a kid.
Yeah, playing a kid. Yeah. Put like a little one of those propeller beanies on her and
God.
A big lollipop.
Yeah. Man. Okay, they fucked up.
I tell you, her big hit song. If she was just in that video with a propeller hat and licking a lollipop, that would have been so good.
I know, but I think it was pretty good on its own.
Yeah.
Huge hit.
Huge hit, but could have been bigger.
Yeah, it could have been bigger.
Did it go to number one? Don't think so. Yeah.
Could have.
Exactly. Darcy is here. We also have Emma Simon-Nee Keller.
Good morning.
Good morning to you again. Great to have you. So how long were you in prison?
A tight 12 years.
Tight.
When did you get out?
3 days ago.
Oh, welcome. So, gosh, you went
well, in. You've lined up two jobs.
Two families, yeah.
Wow.
So, listen, I'm not kidding. You have me back 1 year from today.
Okay.
Exactly 1 year from today, there will be no other babysitters in the continental United States of
America. And how are you going to take care of that many children at one time?
The kids will take care of the kids. So I will have a family, and then that family will take care of a family sort of below them.
It's like
them.
A pyramid scheme where basically you're gonna meet someone, marry them,
that
have kids.
That word is tough for me.
I know.
That word is tough.
Okay, well, a triangle scheme.
A triangle scheme.
Yeah, the Lakers didn't, get arrested when they did the triangle offense with Phil Jackson,
did they?
It's not illegal to have triangles.
Is that a sports reference?
It is.
Okay.
Do you know who the Lakers are?
I don't know sports, so that's going to be tough.
I believe they came from Minnesota, where there are a lot of Lakers. Is that where they came from originally?
They came from, Minnesota.
Minnesota, where the lakes are.
Where the lakes.
And
the
then
Lakers.
They were like, should we change our name?
And then they were like,
nah.
And they were like, L.A. is the first two letters of our name, so that makes sense.
A lot of people don't know they're not the Lakers, they're the L.A. Kerrs.
What's a cur? A dog?
A dog, yeah. A mangy cur.
Yeah, a mangy cur.
A filthy mangy cur.
I love a mangy cur.
Oh, I love a mangy cur. That's our duet
song.
We got to put that leather and lace gravel in our voices.
I know we do.
I love a mangy cur. That's too hard to do, especially when you're in the middle of a show. But it is going to be a triangle. You're going to have a family. Those kids are going to take care of other kids who are then going to take care of other kids. And
teaching
then
important life lessons, like responsibility and paying your substantial portion of what you make to sort of the person above you.
Okay, right.
Have they garnished your wages? So anything you get paid, they automatically goes to them?
What they can find.
Garnish.
Right?
Well, you shouldn't be saying you're hiding money.
I'm not saying I'm hiding money.
Well, her eyes did a weird thing, though.
Yeah, that face you're making.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, it happened again.
God, I wish people could see this face.
I know.
Oh, this is fun. It's nice being outside.
Do you mind if I just film you while we do this and just put that online? Just you, not us. I mean, this is a good plan, I guess, but you're going to have to meet someone and have children within the calendar year.
Me?
Yeah.
Sure.
Wait, is that,
isn't that your plan?
No, I think the plan is to babysit for every, I like that you, and like,
she said that she's going to have kids and then those kids
like,
are
I'm going to basically babysit kids. I'm going to babysit kids and those kids are going to babysit. You did say have.
See, this is why I hire people like you two around me because these ideas.
Do you feel like you hired us?
Well, you know, I'm assuming that you guys are a part of the board now and you know, you agreed to sit down with me. So, it's
she's not
I don't
wrong.
Think sitting is illegal.
Agree.
I mean, we are sitting
down. I don't know that law enforcement would see it that way.
Okay.
We're sort of all
we
in the same space
down.
At the same time.
We did
so
agree.
Yeah. I mean,
she
we are us. Fraternizing with a felon at this point, and I'm on parole.
I was about to say, you're fraternizing with a couple felons.
Congratulations.
Honey.
Oh,
I
finally got it.
That's huge.
Yeah, it was big. They didn't want to give it to me for a long time.
I see.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Oh, God, it died. I see. And we never spoke again.
And the show just ended.
I see.
What a pause.
Yeah. What a pod.
What a pod pause.
Pod.
Fascinating.
Oh, what a pod.
Oh, no. No. I don't think so.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff, Emma.
Do you guys hear the bees?
Are there bees around
us? No, but do you hear the, like, there's machinery that sounds like bees.
A lot of you can hear the birds.
Hear the birds.
And the bees. Okay. People are fucking. All my neighbors. but that is part of the backyard era, is just hearing all the birds, the bees, the buzzes.
Do you guys hear?
It sounds like a harvester.
Do you smell people fucking right now?
It's the Castaberry.
Oh, shit. Henry.
Making kids.
Stop it. We have to get to our next guest.
He's
a concerned citizen. Mm. This is good because I like hearing about local issues, local to where. We'll find out. But please welcome to the show, Ricky Johnson.
Hey, Scott. Hey. Hello. Hi. Hi. Thank you. Thank you.
This is Darcy. This is Emma.
Good morning.
Nice to meet you all. And I'm just going to get this out of the way because it always takes a while to get you guys to believe me. And so I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
What?
I've been living the same day for about 11 years. I've done this show.
What?
It's gone exactly the same way every single time. Great. And
oh, it's gone well?
This is a good episode? And I just am like, I'm just trying to mix it up because I'm just like, you know, once you live the same day over and over and over again, it's, you know, it becomes monotonous. So I just like to make it interesting for myself.
I just thought I'd get,
if you guys believe me, great. If not, you know, I don't know what else I can do to really get you on my side.
Do we usually?
Maybe you could say what I'm going to say next.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That sounds really believable.
Wait a second. Yeah. You did.
Oh my God!
This is true.
Scott's a good mark. He always believes what I'm going to say.
Good mark.
Well, like if somebody were to be scamming you, for example, you disagree with everybody.
Well, I fall for the newspaper. Hey, I'm selling magazines. I fall for that all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's.
And now what am I about to say?
You're about to say, okay, I don't think I'd actually say that.
Okay, I don't think I'd actually. Wait.
Hold on.
And so you know. It's hard sometimes. Sometimes you guys don't go along with exactly what I'm trying to put down, and I'm just like, look, I don't want to be stuck like this.
Of course.
Can I ask, what is Emma about to do or say?
Well, my question was, what does Scott say when he finds out I took all the toilet paper from his water closet?
What does Scott say?
Mm-hmm.
Scott says, you did what?
Oh my God.
Okay. That does sound like you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But I haven't found that out yet.
You haven't found out. Yeah. Okay. You will find out.
I will?
Okay. Yeah. You're going to.
That's not like how
Like after
out.
Plugs or?
It'll be after plugs and
Speaking
you're going
to. Speaking of plugs. I don't know.
Hmm.
Toilet paper.
Yeah. There's something there.
Well,
let's explore that.
Okay.
Let's pull at this thread.
Yeah.
Let's pull at this
when
plug.
When Scott goes to the bathroom, he doesn't wipe. He clogs up his butthole with toilet paper.
With a plug.
I don't want anything to come out.
Yeah, you're like,
have you been in those rooms? They're a mess.
But yeah, so it's I've been doing this now. It's going on 11 years.
And it's this is crazy.
Well,
so
the years aren't. Going forward, right?
It's just been
not for you, for me. I mean,
it's been 3,600 days or
exactly something like that. Yeah, just roundabout. There are a couple leap years in there, but I won't hold you to that. I'm not a math whiz either.
You could be by now.
Yeah, if I had taken the time to actually learn.
Have you been doing this show all 11 years, or is this a recent thing?
No, I've been doing it. I sort of sometimes do on and off. Sometimes somebody else is supposed to be here that I show up.
Get called last minute when a certain person didn't get the day right.
Yeah, sometimes I get a text right before I'm about to close my eyes.
And long after I should have closed my eyes.
you go to bed late sometimes, huh?
Gotcha.
No, I go to bed earlier than.
I see.
And then. That wakes you up.
Why are we getting into this?
Sometimes I make it so that the person who's supposed to be here doesn't actually show up. So I can, you know, there's like, I'm sort of mischievous.
But you've always wanted to do this show? Like, you've been, like, there's so much.
Pre 11 years? Like, before the 11 years? Did you?
There's
always
so much more you could be doing with this day than doing this show.
Wait a minute.
I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, I wouldn't say this is like a top priority for me.
It's just part of what you're doing. It's the morning now.
So, you know, sometimes I'll go, like, I'll see how far I can get into like the White House or something.
Okay,
how far have you gotten?
Front door. Think about it.
Have you been reliving January 6th over and over?
That was like, that happened, you know, that was a year ago, basically.
Oh, I know. Yeah. That was over 11
years
11 and 3
years.
Months for
well,
you.
Well, yeah, but for you, it was what?
It was 12 years or so for you.
15 months ago.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm sorry, I have to ask.
Yeah.
Is something important going to happen today?
Not today. That's the thing. Today kind of sucks, honestly. really like,
oh,
it's
for
not,
all the days to be stuck in.
You're just in a boring.
It's
kind of
just
day.
Like a normal day.
It's not bad, not yeah. good. It's
And so like that's why then you have to sort of like make things interesting. Like a couple times I've been here, it's gone a little different. Like we've done the show in the pool, for example.
Oh, that yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Fun.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
But we're not doing that today.
No. Yeah, and I noticed that you didn't really offer us to go in the pool.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's like a snack, you know, or maybe I'll like sort of be like a different guy. I'll pretend to be like. I'll pose as like a different guy,
and like an entrepreneur or something like that.
Like an entrepreneur or something, or like a very famous person. You'll be like, you're not who you're saying.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
now, why wouldn't I have made? If sometimes I make snacks, I never even thought to make snacks. I've never made snacks for anyone.
How do you
why
even would make I a have, snack?
Yeah, how do you even do it?
So then that sort of that takes place in the pre-stage of you setting up for the show, right? So like you'll be asleep. I'll be like, okay, Scott's going to wake up around this time.
Jesus.
I'm going to start whispering.
So you're
Those
watching.
People might be a little hungry.
Whoa. So
some of these days you're watching me while I sleep?
Sometimes, not every time.
Sounds like a lot though.
Huh.
So enough to get the snack routine going.
I see.
Know.
So you didn't do it last
this
night
morning.
For, or this
yeah,
morning
so that's
for
honestly,
me.
It's on me. We all could be eating snacks right now if I was like.
And what kind of snacks are you thinking?
Oh, you know, like some, you
pierogies.
Know, just some some pierogies for sure. Something that's going to
taste. Oh, pierogies would be great. Oh.
Yeah. Something really oniony, something.
Yeah.
Something
maybe
hearty.
Some
empanadas.
Caviar.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Some caviar, maybe some steak tartare perhaps
Ooh.
As well. What's the duck one? The goose
yes,
thing?
Yes, duck.
Oh, foie gras.
Foie gras. Yeah, foie gras. We'd have some of that.
Yeah.
Everything
it's illegal, so I wouldn't.
Okay, well, sometimes you're a bit of a bad boy.
Nasty ass. What did you do before this? You got a family? You got people that are missing you?
Yeah, I mean, I was always, I wanted, nobody's missing me, because it's like,
Jesus.
The day doesn't
that,
reset
that plane,
for them.
By the way, that plane above us is not attacking us, right? It's never attacking.
No, I've been on that plane.
You've
I know
been
exactly.
on that plane?
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, I've been on that plane before.
Where's it going?
It's going to Denver. It's not very interesting.
Do you make it to Denver?
I've gone to Denver, and, you know, it's
Whoa.
Like, it's fine.
And basically, you fall asleep and then wake up in your bed again?
Yeah, I just wake back up in my bed. And it's like, oh, I didn't have to, I only had to buy one ticket.
Wait, what's your name?
My name? It's Ricky Johnson.
Oh, okay, yeah. okay. I forgot. Ricky, do you think there's like some unfinished business that you need
yeah,
to...
Yeah, there have been a few movies about this. In Groundhog Day, he needed to change and become a better person.
Yeah.
Have you done anything like that?
I haven't really made the most of this situation,
Shit,
if I'm
man.
Being honest. Yeah,
what,
yeah.
What
I've seen
for?
Groundhog Day. I watched Groundhog Day a couple of times during this.
Okay.
I watched Palm Springs. I played the video game Deathloop.
What about that Tom Cruise, Emily Blunt one?
Oh,
yeah, Day After Tomorrow.
Yes,
Live,
Die,
Repeat,
as it's also known. I've seen that.
Russian Doll.
Russian Doll, for example.
Yeah, I've watched.
Have you gotten through the whole season?
I've only
in
seen
one day?
I only watched the sixth episode. I have not. I didn't.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I sort of like was like, I'll just start here. This seems like they're going to get to the point. And
it must be
I
tough
lost.
Because if there are shows like The Good Place,
yes.
that how many episodes of that were there?
Maybe 50.
50. You can't watch 50 in a full day.
You can't watch 50 in a day. But
so
I retain the information.
Right.
So I'm always
so can,
watching. Just okay. I watched how many episodes did I watch yesterday?
Oh,
I watched
got it.
Probably 10.
So have you like binged every? I mean,
yeah,
this is an enviable position because like there's so much on our DVRs and on streaming that we're like, oh, we got to get to. You must have gotten
I've
everything.
Seen a lot of stuff. And honestly, like, because I've been stuck in this loop for so long, I've seen everything that's been on TV today. Like,
really?
I just like okay, today I'm just going to watch everything that's on TV.
Ricky, wait. Yeah. So this started 11 years ago, but you've seen Russian Doll?
No, I've been in a loop for 11 years, but it's the
it started
loop,
today.
The loop, that's why it's sometimes hard for
gotcha.
People to understand
yeah,
it's
yeah,
today.
Yeah, yeah.
Russian
oh,
Doll.
Brother.
Wouldn't that be interesting? I mean, I feel like I've been in a time loop for 11 years where just 11 years ago it started and it has continued going every single day.
Literally.
Yeah. No,
actually,
we're all
it started,
sort of in time loops.
It
yeah.
started 29 years ago when I was born, obviously.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Famously 29.
Yep.
Love being 29.
Yeah. But I've basically not really done what you would see these people doing. Like they like Bill Murray learned a bunch of skills.
Right.
Yeah. Palm Springs, Andy fell in love.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't do any of that. I sort of just been like watching TV and just like pulling PUD. Like I haven't really been doing nothing.
Masturbating?
Yeah, just, you know, just like what else is going to make the day go
well,
by?
Why don't you try to fuck?
I mean, you probably know. I mean, obviously, you know my alarm code here at the house.
Yeah.
And
what are you saying?
So you can learn to. You can learn other women's alarm codes and break an editor and
you
have sex with them, right?
No, like, look,
no, that's not what I'm saying.
There's kind of what?
There's been situations.
What I was trying to say is you can learn a lot about a woman. This is what Bill Murray did. He learned a lot about Andy McDowell's likes and dislikes.
And Scott, you said you were in jail, right?
Look, I'm just gonna throw this out there. I've done this show a bunch of times, and there's been plenty of times where this show has all ended with all of us just going at it.
Okay. Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. Oh, Barry style.
Barry style. We call that Barry style.
And it's like, it's cool, but like, you know, once you do that, like, what, I don't know, twice, you're sort of like over
Who's the best out of
Please.
I mean, I was doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
Okay, so you're the best. Okay.
Yeah.
We're just sort of laying there like dead fish.
Not even just like that. It's just like, no, that's not how you do it. You're supposed to do it like this.
You're bossy.
Yeah, you're all really
lover.
Sort of like, don't really get how
a real
it works.
Bossy
it
was, pants.
Well, I've never been in a foursome.
I'm sort of the boss baby. Yeah.
Okay, you're a little bit of a boss baby.
Yeah, which I've seen. I've seen the show as well.
Listen, I got to ask you, because I portray myself as really confident and like I have it all together and that nothing bad has ever happened to me in my life, but I'm kind of a mess and I don't really know what I'm doing. And I can only get babysitting jobs for two families.
Yeah.
One with, I think, a ghost and one with some turtles. And so I'm wondering, do I turn out okay?
I don't know, because I don't know what happens beyond today. I don't know how many times to say I'm stuck today.
Do you ever leave the show and hang out with her for
sometimes
the rest
we'll
of the
go,
day?
We'll go grab lunch or something.
Where do you guys go? The Oaks?
We'll go to the Oaks.
And what do you get? The BLT?
I like to get you know what? They had this breakfast burrito that they changed.
I've heard about this breakfast burrito.
Where did they change it? Yeah. What did they change it to?
What was it?
It was a veggie breakfast burrito, and I'm not a vegetarian, but I always go straight to this thing because it had such good,
vegetables.
It had good vegetables in it and good flavors. It had like artichoke hearts and like peppers.
One thing I famously love is flavors.
Flavor profiles, which, by the way, that's just code for like how it tastes.
Yeah,
right?
Come on, why do we have to say it? Like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Okay. Well, in my 11 years in this loop, I don't want to brag. I've tried a lot of the flavors.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of really good ones. A lot of crazy flavors out there. Yeah.
So wait, and I know this is not interesting to anyone who doesn't live in this immediate area, how did the Oaks change their burrito? Yeah. I am interested.
They made it basically like a bad veggie option. Like
rats.
Where it'll be like sort of like, I think it was like now bad veggie sausage and like veggie, other vegetables, but no artichokes.
So it
no
didn't
artichoke.
Used to be, it didn't used to have any like veggie meat.
No, it was just like straight like hearty vegetables. Oh. It was really outstanding.
They had an Italian breakfast sandwich that after the pandemic, whenever everything opened back up, I went there and there was one measly strip of bacon
so
on
they've
it.
They've really changed it up.
But I think it's gotten better.
Okay, because I would say if you are in the LA area, I think the Oaks.
Who cares if they are? Let's just talk amongst ourselves.
I feel like that's one of the best burgers around.
And I would argue San Quentin has some really nice burgers.
For the win, though. You guys got to go to For the Win. Anyway.
I'll try. I'm partial to Apple Pan.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that one.
Because it seems like time
I love burgers. Sorry.
No, please.
I really love burgers. Okay.
Also, a little restaurant by the name of McDonald's.
Don't sleep
on
it.
Not doing business in Russia these days.
Yeah. Comrade Ronald.
Emma, what were you saying?
Does time move forward in the same way each day, or is it that each day
or
is
do they take an hour off every once in a while? What are you asking?
Is Scott,
you got this. I know.
You are so confrontational with me.
There is some good
you started it.
Chemistry between you
time,
two.
Does time move forward in a linear way where everything happens the same every day, or is it that each day starts a new time loop that if you were to go visit the next day, it would be on a different... Is time string... Or is time fixed?
Ooh, wait, is time string?
This is classic time loop stuff. He wakes up every day. He's the spanner in the works. He's the fly in the ointment. He's the only one who can affect any kind of change.
Yeah.
What's spanner in works?
But then how would a burrito recipe be different on one day to another day?
They've changed the loop. Before.
For him, it changed 11 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
And a few months, right?
Yeah.
I want to understand time stuff so bad. Like it always kind of breaks my brain. I really, really wish I could understand.
I mean,
it better.
Look, if I had been taking this time to read some books, I could probably help
you
out.
Though.
You haven't read a book of how to.
I mean, in Palm Springs, she like learns how to create like a nuclear explosion.
Yeah,
I haven't read a single book this whole time.
Oh, that's on you, brother.
Yeah, I have not.
Do you know how to read?
Yeah, I know how to read.
I feel a lot of us relate to this because we just got out of like a time loop kind of situation for like a couple of years and maybe going back to it at some point.
Think about how that is for me. Y'all are complaining about it and I'm like, okay, it's a little worse for me actually.
Right.
Well, no, you're stuck on the same day. We're just getting out of it.
Yeah,
though.
Well, yeah, I'll never get out.
And what a horrible time to like, we're stuck in this, like some people are masking.
Yeah.
Not, a lot of
are
stuff isn't opened
up.
I never masked.
Oh, okay.
I was never doing it.
Have you gotten COVID?
I currently have. have it, and I won't. But I'm on the last
day. You've had COVID the entire 11 years?
Not the entire, yeah, sort of, because like I'm
on the last day of COVID for the last 11 years.
I was quarantining. I was on day 13 of my quarantine.
Yeah.
On today.
Okay.
And so tomorrow I'd be in the clear 14 days, and I just can never get to tomorrow.
But so do you still have symptoms? Is that, you've had symptoms for 11 years?
I was asymptomatic.
We all shared a glass of water.
Yeah, that's how we started this day.
Yeah, we all took a group sip.
We did the gentleman's toast, where we all took a sip out of a communal glass of water.
That's right.
But it's not, you guys aren't going to get it, so it's not a big deal, because it's going to
we're going to reset.
Yeah.
But for us, we're not in the time loop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just going to continue on tomorrow. We might all have COVID. Have you thought about that? Have you thought about the consequences of your actions?
I guess that's sort of like what gets into the paradox level of it all, right?
Yes.
Are you going to remember me tomorrow? I'm going to remember this, but tomorrow you're not going to remember me.
We aren't?
Yeah, no.
Why do you know?
Because the days, you guys are sort of stuck in this loop, but you don't realize it. The loop is like sort of singular for me.
No, we're just, like in a few hours.
We're living our damn lives.
Yeah, in 14 hours, we're all going to be, it's tomorrow for us.
Yeah, I have a meeting.
With who?
Wouldn't you like to
guess
know,
what
Scott?
I had tomorrow? For real.
What do you got?
Please.
Jury duty.
No.
Oh, so you're loving this loop.
I'm loving
You're not going to believe this. I've never been called for jury duty before.
Is that real?
I don't. Can you? When
that's
you're
real.
A felon?
And you can't. And that would be the reason why.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Huh.
I have been called every single year.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's why you don't pay taxes. Or vote.
That's why you don't. That's why
I'm supposed to go soon, but the day keeps resetting.
Yeah,
I'll just never get to go. Yeah,
so
it's the one good thing.
Yeah.
Well, also you could skip it and there'll be no consequences for you unless you ever get out of this loop. It must be nice to be in the loop, like you don't gain weight, you know, you eat whatever you want.
It's pretty nice in that regard. There's like there's not like a ton of cons, honestly, though. The main con
is one right here.
Okay.
We don't like that kind of language, actually.
Yeah.
We prefer we did something bad and then got locked up for a few years.
I can't say all of that.
That's all right for you. Not for you.
Right.
So.
All right.
And she pointed at me first and then Scott.
Have you ever like died or?
Oh yeah, I've sort of convinced you all to do a sort of Heaven's Gate thing with me also
in one day.
Yeah, I can be very persuasive. I'm not in the mood right now, of course.
Oh, you don't want to die. I mean, it's pointless to die too, right? You just
and it doesn't feel good. It actually kind of sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine there are sometimes where you're trying to die and instead you just like
get really sick, horribly
injure yourself and spend the rest of the day in incredible pain.
Jesus.
Yeah, it really. Yeah. And then like, okay, like the only solace being this is going to reset for me and I'll only remember the pain. But
do you wake up with injuries?
No, I don't wake up with it.
You do not get time loops.
I thought I didn't get time loops.
It resets every day.
Have you ever seen Groundhog Day? You ever seen Palm Springs?
Either? You're 47.
Never heard of it.
You're 47 years old.
I'm 47
you're
years old.
You're the right age for that movie.
I got out of prison 3 days ago.
Right,
but I was a biomed engineer before that.
Okay,
so a lot of your time was spoken for.
I lived in a bunker for my entire life previous to that.
Okay, Ellie Kemper.
To what end? Yeah, with your family? Made you
legally, I don't have to answer that question.
You just answer it. Who cares? I'm not going to do anything with this information. I can't. I want to know everything. What's everyone's favorite? What's everyone's biggest secret?
Ooh, I've got one.
Have you not asked us this before?
No, I have not asked anyone's biggest secret. This is like something I just thought of.
Whoa, cool. Yeah. All right. This is this is the first time?
This is the first time. You can have first 11 years in.
Okay. Wow. This
so you
is
don't
an
know
honor.
What our biggest secret is.
Yeah, you can tell me anything, and this will be shocking to me.
But we're all gonna know
we'll
each other.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow
we'll have said it.
I'll go.
That
my secret is I love too hard.
How many people do you love?
26.
Okay. Oh, wow.
One too many.
So sort of one more than you. You know, no big deal.
It's not a competition.
It's not a competition, but if it was, I won.
But
so.
If you should love me.
So,
no, you should love me so you tie with her.
We'll try.
Yeah, I pooped my pants this morning. You know that, right?
I do know that because and that's why, you're going to actually be really surprised when you get into that water closet later.
Really?
Not a whole lot of TP as far as I
know. But I don't know that yet.
You don't know it yet. You will learn it, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You won't be able to plug it up?
No, that thing's flowing.
And you mean his butthole?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. So this, I mean, a really weird situation. We're coming up on a break, though.
Yeah, I knew this would happen.
Oh, yeah. You did?
Do I always take a break at this point?
You always take a break at this time, and you say, coming up after the break, the rest of the show, and then, yeah, we'll be right back.
Do the guys who are mowing the lawns next door, do they ever knock it off?
Sometimes I join them. Sometimes, because I listen to the show, and sometimes I'm just always like, maybe if that's work gets a little done a little sooner.
Right. Oh, that's
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But not today.
Not today, no. And, you know, sometimes I shoot the bird that was flying by.
Shoot?
Oh, yeah. No. With what? Jesus. Do you have a gun here?
I have a gun.
Oh, shit. No.
Okay. I'm always carrying.
You're
the,
always packing. Packed?
I'm always packing. I got packing. The clip
oh,
ready.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more from Darcy, more from Emma, and Ricky Johnson. I want to hear more about this time loop, because I'm convinced we can get you out of this.
Oh,
let's try.
Am I always convinced?
Yeah, and it never works.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'd still love to try. All right. So when we come back, we'll have more Comedy Bang Bang right after this.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals, and oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Darcy Carden, of course, of The Good Place. Would it surprise you, Darcy, to know that the last season of The Good Place, how many episodes was it?
Maybe 13.
13 that I watched approximately 6, and then something happened in my life, and I stopped, and I have not picked it back up.
That's cool.
And I've avoided all spoilers.
I think the show ends so well.
I know. I've heard that.
This is cool. I love that.
But it was now 2 years or so ago, because I was watching it every week.
Yeah.
And now I think I've forgotten everything.
Totally. I mean,
could you just come over and tell me everything that happened up till then?
Yeah. I will.
Okay.
But I bet, you know, it's so easy to watch. It's like, what, 23-minute episodes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's the easiest.
Zip
I don't know why
through.
I haven't. No.
Pick it up from the beginning of season 4. Hey.
Hey, a plane and a mower?
Jesus Christ.
Look, the backyard era. This is what happens.
I've flown that helicopter before, yeah.
I've landed it back
here, yeah.
Where did you land it?
I landed it right on top of Scott, actually.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
So you've killed.
I've killed. I've done a lot of stuff that I'm not proud of, but like, who cares?
Have you watched The Good Place?
I have watched The Good Place, yeah.
Don't tell me how it ends. Don't tell me how it ends.
I've spoiled it for you before.
Oh, man. Oh, okay,
yeah. Please don't do it. This is Ricky Johnson, Cotton in a time loop.
That's right.
Also, we have Emma Simon Keller.
Good morning, Keller. Scott.
Good morning. You don't have to say that every time.
You guys, when I tell you that the second this is done, I'm going to go to Oaks and get some food.
Oh, man.
It's tempting.
Do I always do that?
You do often, and you know, you're often very surprised because the menu is a little different.
Okay.
Okay. Do you really want to travel the half hour it would take to get there? No? He says, hoping Darcy plays along.
Yeah, it would be. That's right. It would. I bet there's better options closer to where
we
are.
Yes, closer. Yeah. I mean, we all went there because of the UCB. That's was right next door to it. Yeah. But
if you're driving all that way, you might as well go to Winkler's house, drop him off a freaking burrito.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
So who have you killed? I mean, who dies today?
Nobody's dying today.
Oh, but
because I haven't killed.
But people have in the past.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Have you killed celebrities?
I've killed. People of note. I've killed
people,
a lot of people
of note.
Yeah.
Like whom?
Who could I say and not really get in trouble?
but you didn't do it today, so you went.
I didn't do it today. No, I've gone all the way across the pond and took the queen out, just put her out of her misery.
So you got up really early, like at midnight or something like that?
What time
do you wake up on this day?
This is the thing. Sometimes I'm a heavy sleeper.
Oh, shit. So the day is
when does it start for you every day?
Sometimes I'm like in bed until like 2:30.
Oh, bummer.
Afternoon.
So it changes. You wake up at a different time.
It can depend. Yeah.
Because
in Groundhog Day, he always woke up at 6:59 with that alarm clock.
I'm only beholden to the hours that I have. So, like, if I wake up early enough, like if I wake up right at the crack of 6 a.m. I can get on a plane.
6 a.m. You could wake up at like 12:01.
Have you ever considered that?
Because I don't know that you've had time to go kill the queen. Is what I'm
I think
to
on that day I woke up at 12:01.
Yeah, I think so.
Because you had like a bad burrito. Well, I mean, you've had the same thing every single night.
But sometimes it doesn't affect me. So, like, maybe I had a scary dream that night before or something.
So you do dream. You do remember your dreams.
I remember every dream I've ever had.
Dreams must be more fun. I mean, but life is but a dream.
Life is like a box of dreams.
Yeah, yes. Life is like a box of dreams. And every day I'm like, oh, not this one.
So you woke up at like 12:01, booked your ticket immediately.
Yeah.
Took how long is the plane ride? It's
10 hours.
It's about 10 hours.
From here, yeah.
Yeah, and they're about 8 hours ahead, right?
Yeah. And so then you must have gotten how'd you get to the queen that quick?
Well, sometimes.
Were you talking to Byron Denniston? Did you like?
I hooked up with Byron and I said, look, you just got to give her a real good scare. And I wouldn't say I actually did the killing. You know, I sort of gave the idea for the killing. And, put on this scary mask and she'll, clutch her pearls and then fall backward up down a bunch of stairs like a domino.
Oh, those stairs at Buckingham Palace?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she landed in one of those tall hats.
Yep.
She was standing upside down, and she landed in, and her little legs are sticking out of it.
Did the guard laugh?
The guard freaking pissed himself.
Whoa, he's not supposed to do so that.
He was like, he thought he saw like Jim Carrey or something.
Oh my god,
so
Jim
funny.
Carrey. Have you killed Jim Carrey?
The next Jim
Have
Carrey.
I killed Jim Carrey? No, because I've hung with him though.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's great to hang with.
He's so funny. He's never off.
He's what? He's local.
He's local.
He's local. Yeah, I've seen him at the Oaks. Yeah.
That's not local, though.
It's not. You're right.
Here.
No, local to when I'm at the Oaks.
Gotcha.
I got to ask you, have we ever fallen in love for tax purposes?
I feel like... Oh, okay.
I've fallen in love with everyone everywhere. Like, it's just...
Anyone
it's,
you've come into contact
anyone,
with?
Anyone. I can make it happen if that's, like, what I feel like doing today.
Sweet.
Sometimes I don't want
to
be,
because
like...
Because you know enough
man.
About us to just put out these, like, little micro kind of... Not aggressions, but...
Like the
opposite of aggressions.
All I have to say to Scott is, I got a really good business opportunity for you.
And that works.
Oh, I love you,
Whoa,
man. Will you be on my show every week? So you guys have fallen in love, really?
We've fallen in love, yeah. We've talked about raising a family, and to me, I'm just like, who cares?
Yeah, because how could that work?
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I just say, when you have the power of the day resetting, you can just say whatever you want, and people are like down.
Have you impregnated people?
I was going to ask the same thing. Do you think there's a bunch of little Ricky Johnsons
because,
running around?
Yeah, well, they're not running around because the day reset. Because, so
but
I
does
do...
the day reset for them?
No, but for him,
yes.
I just wonder if you've like impregnated people, if that would change it. Like if you created life.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's something that would get you out of this time loop.
If that's the case, I think I want to be stuck here because I've done...
You don't want to raise no kid.
No, I've done
got too much going on. Yeah.
I got too much going on.
Ricky, I guess you just answered this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, why?
No,
I was just going to say, like, do you think there's something missing that you could do? Because you're really not, you're clearly just sort of like chilling. Yeah. And I wonder if you like committed to doing something, bettering the world, bettering yourself, if that would maybe get you out of this. Or do you even want to get out of this?
I mean, if there's a bunch of kids waiting on the other side of this, that's going to be a hard pass. Yeah, little tiny Rickies. No thanks.
Well, okay, that is an interesting question. If you ever break out of the loop and you've created...
Yeah.
You know, 100 children before this. but you didn't do it on the day you broke out of the loop, you wouldn't have kids.
I guess it wouldn't be the case, right? Because then
it would just
is...
be whatever the day you broke out of the loop,
and
whatever you did that day.
The killing I've done wouldn't be true.
See, this is the problem. If you do something really terrible on the day you happen to break the loop,
yes.
You gotta mind your P's and Q's.
And this
here.
Is sort of why I've just kind of been chilling because right. it's like, yeah. what if I do something bad
and then it works?
And then yeah,
like
and
if
then
you
it works.
If you wind up in jail on the one day, like it'd be like, haha, I can do anything. Right. Let me shoot these right. cops.
Yeah, and then I've been to jail.
You've been to jail, but do you want to wake up the next day in jail? You know
I
what I mean?
Think
for
so.
Something
no,
terrible.
No, do not.
No. I don't think so either. What does P's and Q's even stand for?
Pints and quarts.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, it's
true?
A thing they used to say in British pubs. They
That's the like, one thing you've learned?
Yeah, I learned that.
You screamed it with the quickness.
Such alacrity.
Yeah. Quickness.
And it's, they used to say that to people who are like, hey, don't drink too much. Don't over serve. You better mind your pints and quarts.
Okay, yeah. Great. I love
I'll
it.
Watch it. You're about to spill your water in a second.
Yeah, yeah. Mind your pints and quarts.
Mind your wait, pints and quarts.
You're about to spill your water in a second. How do I know that?
Whoa. Wait, are you?
Wait. Are
hold
you?
On. You're about to spill. And there it goes. Okay,
oh,
so.
Wait, oh,
and
oh,
you
my God.
It at all.
Oh.
So.
Oh my God, you spilled your. How oh do you my, know
wait,
that?
I don't know.
What's happening? Wait,
are you?
And there was a second, and I said, watch, you're going to spill your water. And then he spilled his water.
Are you having like future deja vu?
Because I don't even think you know what a time loop is. Yeah. So I'm worried about you wading in
you
on
could
this.
Have,
oh, fuck.
I've lived this moment once before in the past and potentially in the future.
Oh my. Wait, this is the love story. I know it. I'm positive that
two
it's Ricky
people
and Emma.
Stuck in their own time
yeah,
loop.
Two different.
But you don't remember, but you think you remember.
I don't know.
No, you don't. You definitely don't remember.
I don't remember. I just knew I saw the water there and I said, oh no, this idiot's about
you
to
might,
elbow this
you
water.
You might be psychic.
Yeah, that could be. That doesn't necessarily have to be.
Has she ever been psychic before?
There are sometimes where you're psychic. There are sometimes where you have the power to like summon the dead. There's
oh,
like you have.
I can see that.
I also think you're
oh,
just you're
huge.
Just looking for attention.
Me?
Yeah.
Me looking for attention.
Yeah, and then
me?
and then you said it. You said it enough, and then made him spill his water.
Oh, interesting,
Scott. You're going to host a podcast for another 2 months here.
2 months. 2 months.
I can tell.
One
you're
podcast.
About to shit.
Which one?
I don't know if that sounds good or bad.
There's going to be a new podcast. It's going to go for 2 months, and it's going to go badly.
Oh,
people
no.
are going to turn.
Oh, a new one with Adam or?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
You guys, one time. Recently, I went to the zoo with my brother and his twin daughters.
You're hanging out a lot with, like, your relatives.
My siblings?
Your brother-in-law,
now, are you getting
your brother.
Paid for this?
No,
or?
No. No, I'm not. Just hanging. I love my family, Scott. What can
okay,
I say?
Yeah. They're in the 25.
And the twins. One of the twins.
Great one, man.
Thanks.
Was that a great callback to something that I don't
no,
know?
No, just a great commercial.
Okay.
So funny.
One of the twins was eating a green apple, and she... threw the apple into the gorilla
cage
or
cage, enclosure. Mm.
And not 30 seconds later, the gorilla ran down, picked up the apple and ate it. Okay.
Okay.
Core and all?
I don't know.
Oh.
But great question. My grandpa used to eat the core, but that's another story. and then I learned
it.
How.
I've heard it before,
yeah,
actually.
You can do it.
Oh, really? What's it like? Yeah. He's like, he just ate the core. That was it.
Yeah, it was kind of like a little, for attention.
Sure.
I don't have to find
anyway,
a trash can.
But anyway, it feels, that's.
He didn't want to find a trash
that's
can?
That's what the story that is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that true, Darcy? Really?
Yeah,
that,
I guess it is.
Interesting.
Anyway, there's just something about that moment that felt very
you
like.
Pizza
like,
boxes too, or?
Tin cans or aluminum.
Is he a goat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it just felt like a little bit of like a butterfly effect moment. Like what happened? What
would happen if she never threw that,
yeah,
that
like
apple in the
what
enclosure?
What changed
then
in
the gorilla
the world.
Wouldn't have eaten the apple.
Yeah, and was it a gorilla or a chimp? And what's the difference? And I can't remember.
Huh.
Sure. It was
have we talked about these? Do some of our discussions get
yeah,
into this?
Yeah, we can
kind
really
of philosophical...
never get to the bottom of the difference between a gorilla and a chimp. We
right.
know they're different, but we don't really know how.
Right.
Yeah.
And we don't bother to look it up or
no,
go
right,
to the
no.
zoo.
No,
or
we look right now, your Wi-Fi is down.
Oh.
It's down? Oh, no.
Holy
yeah.
shit, it is yeah. down.
How'd it go down? Do I ever fix it?
Before this, I pulled the.
So you
the
did
cord.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
You say you go. I gotta reset the router.
Yeah.
You
why did you
that.
Do? Why do that?
Why do? So then you can get in the house, and then this is gonna lead you to the discovery. You're like, I gotta take a shit.
Oh,
and then you're gonna, yeah,
okay.
It's
that's
to
coming
help,
up.
It's to help you.
Okay, all right. I don't know how that works, but...
It sounds right.
It does seem like different things happen on each day, and you don't actually know what's going to happen.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen because I don't know what's
his
gonna...
actions are affecting it. Look, okay,
sometimes
let me explain time loops to you.
Can't we make new choices every day? And so then maybe that
becomes part of the
week.
You think this is a short-form improv game,
does she ever get it?
No, yeah. Emma never gets it, and we have this fight every time, and that's sort of what brings us closer together.
Lovers quarrel.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, be honest, how often do I drown in the pool?
Almost every time.
She's going to drown in the pool later?
I mean, I don't know about today, but we're not in the pool today, but every time we get in the pool...
But it would be easy to fall in.
Yeah.
Okay,
don't
get in the pool. Yeah. Please don't
get
in the pool.
I want to get in the pool.
No, you have to be here a year from now.
I'm taking my socks off.
No, oh God,
that's
the first step.
Emma, don't do it. Emma!
Wow, I don't know how to get you... I don't know how to get you out of this. I mean,
all right, I'm out of the pool.
I don't know if it's possible. You know, it's just one of these things where I just might be stuck here forever. And,
but you're cool with that. You'll never die.
Man, I know.
I mean, do you think you could ever die of old age while you're stuck in a time loop?
Hell no.
Scott, I don't age. The day is
the
same.
I know, I get it. But I'm saying, like, you've tried dying by suicide.
Right. Yeah.
You've been hit by a bus, I'm sure, many times.
I've thrown myself in front of many a bus.
Or just accidentally, I'm sure you've died a few times.
Oh, like, yeah. Sometimes I do my blindfold run across the street.
Cut yourself shaving.
That's not really an accident. That's
I cut my head off shaving. Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, if you were to happen to die of old age one of these days.
I'd love
it. What the hell? How is that possible,
Scott?
Well,
I mean, how old are you?
Well, I was 30.
What I mean to say is you die of natural causes, not from an accident. Mm. Like
not
you just
old age.
Heart attack?
Not old age. Natural causes is different than old age.
Well, you know, like if you're dying by an accident, I can see why it would reset.
Yeah.
But if you just happen to die
right.
of...
Shock.
A lot of people die at whatever age you are. I don't know how old you are.
I was 30. I was 31 when I started. So I'm still 31,
you think you're 42? Yeah, mentally. But a lot of people die at 31 of just natural causes. You know,
a heart condition.
And they say too young. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Like frightened to death. You know what I mean? Like if I were to wear the scary mask that frightened the queen or something. Like,
if you put it on, I swear to God.
Have you ever been killed?
I've put myself into situations where, but it's like, you know, sort of, you know, I've been killed by police.
Suicide by cop.
Yeah.
Again, it's a lot of times where your actions are causing it. I'm saying if you just did nothing and you somehow, like, just sat in your room.
Somebody just saw me and like, I'm going to kill this bitch.
Or you ate enough ice cream to freeze up your
Whoa, is that possible?
Let me tell you something. I haven't gotten there yet.
How do you know you're not aging on the inside?
I don't go to the doctor. I've not been to the doctor in 11 years.
Is this what that movie's about?
Which one? The guy who didn't go to the doctor for 11 years?
Old.
I
love that movie.
Do you? Okay, so that
you
seen?
So you understand that.
Okay, so
I
that
love
you've
that
seen.
Movie. Spectacular performances.
So explain that. Explain the sci-fi concept behind that.
So they showed that
behind
in,
old?
They showed that in the jail or you saw it in the last three
we
days?
We watched it every single day. We all got to vote.
Seems like a bummer.
We all got to vote. And
worse than a time loop.
Yeah. You would think, but it is a spectacular film with excellent acting.
So explain it to me. Explain the concept.
Our hero family goes to the beach.
They're hot.
In their hero car.
Good looking family.
Slowly but surely, we find maybe something's not quite right about this beach.
Okay.
Things happen and people
okay,
age.
Now you're getting less specific.
Okay, things happen, yeah.
I've only seen the trailer. And not even that.
Listen,
I've maybe read about the trailer. Okay,
Scott,
from what
I
understand.
I'm not a storyteller. I'm just a babysitter, formerly biomedical engineer, who's made a couple of mistakes and then ended up in prison and
That's
watched
right.
Old every day since its release in 2019?
Maybe 2020.
2021.
I think it came out in 2021. I just saw it in the theater.
I've seen it four times.
You saw that was 12 years ago.
Yeah,
do you even remember? I mean,
no,
a lunatic would remember, like, what theater they saw a movie in.
No, I remember every theater. This is a thing. Wait.
We got to talk about this on my other show.
Okay.
I did see it at the Glendale Americana AMC Theater.
What's the difference between the Gallery and the Americana? I don't know.
The Gallery is shitty.
Okay. Yeah. But is it the same place?
Galleria is an across indoor mall, and the Americana is the outdoor mall.
We're getting a lot of LA specifics here on the show.
Come visit, people.
Why live anywhere else? It's like, just staff up on a sitcom.
Yeah. Come hang out at Scott's house. There's no toilet paper or Wi-Fi, but it's a good time.
But I don't know that yet.
But you don't know that yet.
Well, this is, I mean, this is a crazy situation. But that is my pitch, is try to lay as still as possible, and maybe you'll die.
I'm just worried that it could happen to me again. Like, if I could get out of this day and then get stuck in a different time loop on a different day.
So you're kind of like, this is not such a bad day, so why would I mess with
it? It's not bad. It's not good.
I mean, the weather's nice.
The weather's nice.
Yeah.
It's not too hot. It's not too cool. I mean,
there was an earthquake in Japan this morning.
Was there?
Is that true?
But it didn't affect you.
I mean, I guess I should know that there was an earthquake. There's been an earthquake every day for the last 11
like a
years
7 point.
But in Japan.
I'm not in Japan.
So,
I was in Japan.
Could you get to Japan today?
At this point, I don't think so.
Okay,
no.
At this point.
Yeah. What's happening a little later, just so we can be prepared?
What's happening a little later? You're going to have lunch.
Aww.
Yeah.
At the Oaks?
All right.
You're going to have a little lunch. You're going to have a little dinner. You're going to maybe...
I'm going to have lunch and then a little dinner?
It's going to be a big lunch.
A big lunch.
Oh, okay.
You're going to get appetizers, too. It's going to be like a crab
for the tape?
Pierogies?
You're getting pierogies for the tape. Yeah. It's going to be really nice. This wind is a big issue right now.
Yeah, my umbrellas are
they're blowing. They're
all several of your umbrellas must be nice.
One, two, three. Wow.
Hey, wait, do you always come at me for how many umbrellas I own?
I mean, it's only three.
Yeah.
But
some would say not enough.
No, they're really nice umbrellas.
That one's bad. I don't have a single one.
This one's bad.
That one needs to be, I'll fix it.
But isn't that nice that Scott gives himself the bad one?
I will fix it.
So what happened? But I mean, really, that's it? Just like...
Do we watch anything? Like, what?
Nothing happens in the news or anything?
Maybe
like
tomorrow
you'll
wake up somewhere else.
She's finally getting it.
If the day is over, maybe, depending on where I fall. If I fall asleep somewhere that's not my bed and the day doesn't reset, I would start my day somewhere else. That's true.
Okay, right. Sure.
I'm betting...
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone back to sleep in the exact same place that you... you woke up from?
Huh?
This is weird.
Okay.
This is it.
Going back to sleep.
In your bed.
You've always just fallen asleep in some random place?
Sometimes
England.
Where did you go to sleep last night? Where'd you wake up this morning?
I woke up in my bed.
Okay.
In your bed. So you should go back to your own bed.
So you always wake up in your bed, but you always fall asleep
I don't always fall asleep in my bed.
But you have.
The first time that this ever happened, you didn't go back home that night? You fell asleep in a random place?
I got so tired I fell asleep. I spent a whole day doing all sorts of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And I just tuckered out like a little puppy.
You've never gone back to your own bed? This is it. Go back to your own bed, young man.
Go back to, So if I go back to my own bed.
Then you might wake up a different day.
I mean, I guess we'll have no way of knowing if this works, but I'll give it a try.
There is a way to know if this works.
Yeah, just call us tomorrow.
Hire someone to watch you while you're sleeping.
Yes. Have you ever done that?
Call yourself
investigator?
A boss, baby, so you can just sort of hire somebody to sit with you.
You've never done that?
We've not come to this conclusion in my 11 years. No.
Wow, in 11 years,
I wonder what happened to force my mind into that. I've never said this before.
Are you perhaps maybe tired of me and want me to go to sleep?
It could be. I don't know what happened differently, but
oh my god, will you figure out a way to like let us know?
Well, I mean, he can just call us tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, for us it's just tomorrow.
It will know because in this
text me.
Yeah, because
don't
I'll remember. Yeah, we'll
don't call. Don't not call. Even not a FaceTime.
I'm
not,
yeah. I probably won't answer.
I'm not on the Winkler
just
level.
Text.
If this doesn't work, is there a version of you in the future, or are you as a person completely
Jesus
stuck
Christ,
here?
Emma?
Enough.
Are there like 11,000 versions of you?
Enough.
Wait.
You don't get it.
No,
you didn't watch one of these movies.
I did. Old.
No, don't watch old.
Old is different.
Old is a zone within a beach where everyone ages rapidly as opposed to the rest of the world.
And things happen.
Okay, I haven't seen it, so I don't
know. Just don't understand. At what point are you going swimming in the ocean, and then you sort of wake up and there's an old body in there?
I don't do that. No, I wish I could.
Has M. Night Shyamalan done a time loop movie, and why hasn't he?
He should. Out of anyone.
I think that premise is a little too big for his britches, I think.
Yeah, a little too much for him to bite off.
And I love him. I just think
Of course.
Give him his own... I like when he comes up with his own thing.
Sure.
I don't need him to do something someone else
It must be sad that you're in a place where you'll never see a new M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Honestly, it's the worst thing about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm there opening weekend. I love it.
I know
it.
He's got stuff in development, but you must be reading about it.
I can't wait to see the new one. And it's just
you'll
a shame that I might
it.
Not. Well, you know what? I'm going to go to sleep in my own bed tonight.
At least you saw all the Star Wars sequels before.
That was huge for me. Yeah. And actually, I hadn't seen them before. I watched them recently.
Also, it must be great for you it must be hard for you when we're taping this. A new Weezer album is about to come out and you'll never hear it.
And that's the thing about me. I love Weezer and I'll just never get that juicy, juicy new EP.
Don't worry about it. I'm not allowed within 200 feet of rivers and it's not the end of the world, okay?
Of Rivers Cuomo or just rivers in general?
In general.
Oh, jeez. What'd you do in a river?
I'm scared of them.
Oh, okay. So you're not allowing yourself to go.
You're personally not allowing yourself?
Yeah, it's a personal restraining order I have against myself.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, guys, we're running out of time.
No!
I'm so sorry. We only have time for one final feature on the show, and that's a little something called plugs.
Mailbag. Okay.
Ooh. Hand claps. Ooh, that was Monte Crystal with Great Job, Everyone, We Did It. And with Hand Claps by Darcy and the rest of us. Thank you so much to Monte Crystal for that. All right,
yum,
guys.
I want one of those.
Yes, a Monte Crystal. Boy, down at the Oaks, half an hour away.
That's right. On a good day.
During pandemic.
That's
right. Would have taken 2 minutes.
We call pandemic a good day.
Darcy, what do we want to plug? Obviously, Barry coming out on April 24th.
Okay, Barry coming out on April 24th. We have Shotgun Wedding coming out sometime after that. And
whenever
the
weather gets hot.
That's right.
Whenever the weather gets hot.
Whenever the weather gets cold. Whenever the weather gets hot. Okay.
That's our warm-up for our karaoke duet.
A 5, 6, 7, 8.
Whenever the weather gets hot. Oh, sorry. You were going to go straight into the song since we warmed up.
Because we had warmed up. And then you got League of Their Own coming after that, which I'm so excited for. And I can't wait for you all to see it.
Wow. Okay. Well,
and nothing else.
Those are good plugs.
Okay.
That's enough as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
And Emma, what do you want to plug here?
I would love to plug myself sort of getting a Swiss passport. I think that would be nice.
Did she ever get a Swiss passport?
I don't know what happened. Not today.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe.
So maybe.
Not today.
Could be
That's
next
what
week.
I'm asking. Hey, well, buddy, I get you. I'm not her.
I just don't know. Look, I'm getting a little mad.
What? No, I'm not her. I understand. I'm saying, does she
call
get one today?
Call me tomorrow
today?
And
not
let
today.
Me know
no.
if I get one.
Let call us, you tomorrow?
Call me tomorrow and let me know if I get one.
Hey, isn't that nice? I have a phone call tomorrow if I get out of this.
Cute.
Maybe that's the thing that'll get you sleep in
you
your own bed.
You needed one plan.
And then the hope. Yeah, you
that's
just,
all it's been.
You've never made plans?
What for?
That's true.
The day is the same.
So wait, the second day this happened, you didn't make plans the first day.
I didn't make plans today.
You did a bunch of stuff, fell asleep in one of your... I'm saying that when this happened 11 years ago.
Like the first day before it was a loop.
You fell asleep in somewhere that wasn't your house.
Right.
You had no plans. And then you've never made plans since then or fallen asleep in
No, I've always just sort of taken it one day at a time. You know?
I get that.
Yeah. And just like, okay, today I'm going to kill. Today I'm going to throw myself in front of a bus. Today I'm going to eat. Or today I'm going to eat a big sandwich. You know,
today
just,
I'm
going to
pull my pud.
Yeah. Today is a pud day. Yeah.
That's been a lot of that. Though, right?
Yeah. I'd say maybe probably at least 9 of the consecutive years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I get it. Ricky, do you want to plug anything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm never going to get to hear this, but on I think the day that this drops, there will be a new episode of What's With These Homies Talking About Weezer, hosted by Matt Apodaca, talking about the new Weezer EP, so check that out.
Who's he getting for a guest?
I don't know yet. I don't know. I haven't reached out to anybody. I have to record
What do you mean you haven't reached out
or
to
he has
are,
not reached
are
out.
Are you booking his podcast?
I do book it. Today, I said I would book it. Usually I don't, but today.
But today you called him up and said,
"Hey,
you have another
plan."
Yeah, that's true. I could maybe I'll be on it.
Things are looking up. Yeah, do that.
Hey.
Yeah, you should. You just committed to it.
Interesting. Okay. Maybe the plans and maybe falling asleep in your own bed are what's going to do it. Who
Hopefully,
knows?
You
should
try
Jim Carrey. He's local.
I'll try Jim Carrey. I heard that life happens when you're busy making other plans.
Whoa!
So,
okay.
I haven't tried to. I've just been.
You haven't
my
made
life.
Those other plans.
Yeah,
yeah, so
I haven't done it.
Interesting.
I heard the beach gets you. If when you
heard
you get
the
old.
Beach on gets
old,
you.
On old, on
stop
old.
Talking about old.
So the beach gets you.
That'll be out on Monday, and he'll have maybe a guest. And then listen to the other podcast he's on, Get Played, where he talks with Nick Weiger and Heather Ann Campbell, where they talk about video games.
Hell yeah. I'll be on that and talk about Tetris.
Oh, please do.
Okay.
Please do.
I want to plug, head over to CBB World to get the full archives, all the previous episodes of this show, as well as live episodes, plus ad-free versions of this show, ad-free versions of Threedom. And then in the Maximus plan, we have some great shows coming out. We did a, Randy Snuts has his own show that called Hey Randy, where he takes calls. I just did a Scott Hasn't Seen episode regarding the movie Sophie's Choice with Andy Richter.
Never seen it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, I just saw it for the first time, and you'll hear my verdict on the show. Also, the Andy Daly podcast project is over there. He just did, Joe Bongo just had his own episode of his own show. And a lot of good stuff coming out this week, so head on over there, and if you subscribe for a full year, you get 2 months free. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Take one hand, put it up. Take the other, put it down. You're gonna make a box. It's time to start to close it. But don't close it too much or you open up the plug bag. We're opening up the plug bag. And when you open up that plug bag, you open up your heart for the rest of the world. I'm talking, open up the plug bag.
Yes!
I open up the plug bag.
Wow! Oh my god! Wow! Would you call those like? Go ahead, do your thing.
Would I call it what? No, please.
those like train horns.
Oh no, that's Dr. Sweet Chat, the small talk robot, saying, "Oh no." that they I believe they changed the melody of the pitch of it. That was fantastic. That was I Love My Vervy Wife with Bittersweet Plugs.
Oh my god, that's really good.
That's of course the remix of Ben Schwartz and Dr. Sweetchat, the small talk robot.
Okay, great.
And guys, I want to thank you so much. First of all, Darcy, always a pleasure to see you. Thanks for coming
pleasure,
to the backyard.
Scott, thank you for having me.
And please come on my other show, Scott Hasn't Seen, and we'll talk about the knowing every theater you've ever seen a movie in.
Wait, also, it's 26 now.
Whoa! This is incredible. Is it me?
Yeah.
All right. I was worried it was
kind of hurts to hear it, but it's
Ricky Johnson
wait,
over
what's
here.
The point of loving Ricky Johnson.
You know what?
Well, that's for us, true. Well, yeah. He's going to text us tomorrow.
Yeah, so. You're right. Or he'll be dead. No, I don't really know.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that might be. Yeah,
we'll
if he dies of old age,
I'll just tell you this: if I die tomorrow, you're not getting a text.
Fuck, okay. Man.
That's
in
the
that
Ricky
case,
Johnson promise.
FaceTime me.
Okay.
Ricky, great to
we've met before. Great to see me again.
See you again.
Always,
I mean, it must be always difficult for me to really put that into words of this. This is a unique situation.
Sometimes you cry.
Mm. Really? Yeah. Oh, not today, though.
Not today.
Not feeling it.
Yeah, no.
And Emma Simon.
Good morning.
Good morning. I gotta say, I can't wait to go take a shit and wipe my ass with toilet paper.
You're plugging it up, buddy. You're gonna stick a plug.
Why? What happened?
That's what you do. You're supposed to. You take the toilet paper and plug it up.
All right. Yeah. Fine. But I can't wait to do that after the show.
Yeah.
So.
Good luck with that.
Why'd you look at Ricky?
Oh no! Wait. What do I say?
Oh no!
Oh no! I say oh no!
Oh no!
Oh, no. Next time, thanks, bye.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable, but the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home.
Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning architectural shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.